From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Brian Burton, better known as Danger Mouse, has a new project. It's called Broken Bells. It's a collaboration with James Mercer, the Shins' main songwriter and singer. The two met nearly 6 years ago backstage at a music festival in Copenhagen. When they finally got together to write songs, they wrote nearly 20. 10 of those songs are on a well-crafted album that comes out on Columbia Records on March 9th. This is the opening track. It's called The High Road. Music by Broken Bells, a new project from James Mercer and Danger Mouse. The song I played is called The High Road, and it comes from their self-titled album that comes out on March 9th of 2010. I like saying that. The 2010 South by Southwest Music Festival is still a few months away, but we're already busy trying to find bands to play at our NPR Music Showcase. All of us here at NPR Music have been pitching our favorite artists and new discoveries. We're asking for your suggestions. Go ahead and post them on the All Songs Considered blog. One group NPR Music producer Lars Gotrich is loving these days is a band called Local Natives. Local Natives is a five-piece group based in Los Angeles. On first listen, it's the band's harmonies and well-arranged songs that grabbed me. You can hear some of that in this song by Local Natives called World News.
The lane next over is always faster. You don't like me.
This song is world news. It's from a new album by Local Natives. They're a group from Los Angeles. The CD's called Gorilla Manor. Gorilla Manor was released in the UK in November. It comes out in February here in the US. The Freelance Whales are a band from my old hometown of Queens, New York, with a pretty familiar sound. The band's vocals reminds me a little of Sufjan Stevens. The melodies and the lyrics sound something like Death Cab for Cutie would do. And the instrumentation would fit perfectly on a record by Lelou, with banjo, glockenspiel, and harmonium parts. The Freelance Whales mix all of those influences beautifully on their new CD called Weather Vanes. This song from the Freelance Whales is called Generator Second Floor. That's the Freelance Whales performing Generator Second Floor. There's another one called Generator First Floor on the record. It's from the band's debut album. It's called Weather Vanes. We first featured our next band in the fall of 2007 on our Second Stage series. Second Stage is a reoccurring feature on our blog where we showcase up-and-coming artists we think are worth watching. That group back in the fall of 2007 I'm talking about is a group called Yesayer. Yesayer played our South by Southwest showcase the following spring, and now they're back with their second release. It's called Odd Blood. The album comes out in February, but what I've heard so far is pretty intriguing. This is the second cut from the album Odd Blood. The song is called Ambling Alp. The band is Yesayer from the group's sophomore release, Odd Blood. The song was Ambling Alp. Secretly Canadian Records will release that full album on February 9th. The year we featured Yesayer at South by Southwest, we also featured our next artist. It's a band All Songs Considered producer Robin Hilton had fallen in love with. The band, Shout Out Louds. Shout Out Louds are from Stockholm, Sweden, and they make incredibly catchy and joyful music. This is their first album in 3 years. It comes out in late February. It's called Work. And from the CD Work, this song is called Fall Hard. Shout Out Louds from their upcoming release, the band's third, called Work, the song Fall Hard. Work was recorded in Seattle with Phil Eck. He's produced a lot of other records by bands like Fleet Foxes, The Shins, Built to Spill, and Band of Horses. So this show begins All Songs Considered's 11th year. It first came online at the beginning of 2000. I started this show to feature the instrumental music I played on All Things Considered. I was the director of that show then. All Songs Considered was originally a multimedia show. So while a song played, you can see photographs of the artists and read all about their lives and their instruments. In retrospect, my expectation that someone would watch a slideshow for an hour at their desk on a 56K modem seems a stretch. But I do remember getting email from a Vermont farmer letting me know that the milking of his cows was 2 hours late because he'd watched the show twice. And frankly, it's been the letters, the emails, later the blog posts and the tweets that have shaped this show. I've always thought our audience is the best audience of music geeks around. And so as we begin our 11th year, producer Robin Hilton and I are asking for your feedback. So toss us some ideas for bands or features. Tell us what you can't stand that we do. Tell us what you love, and we'll read them all. And to do that, go to the All Songs Considered blog or the All Songs Considered Facebook page. And in honor of our 10th anniversary, I'm going to play you the first thing we ever put on our show. It's the first show I ever did. And I want to thank everybody for all their encouragement over the years. I'm proud of all that we've done. I want to thank you. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. Welcome to All Songs Considered, a music show for your computer. I'm Bob Boylan, and I'm one of the directors of NPR's All Things Considered. People often ask, just what does a director do? The director's like a traffic cop, or better yet, like an orchestra conductor. We conduct the live broadcast of the program by cueing the engineers, the hosts, and the reporters from the control room, making sure the right tape is played, the proper script's in hand, and that each portion of our program begins and ends at the right time. Over the years on NPR's All Things Considered, I've been playing music snippets like this one. They're called buttons. Directors use buttons for many reasons: to separate news stories, to gracefully change subject, to fill time, to punctuate a powerful story, or to add humor to a funny commentary. We get a lot of mail about these buttons, so I thought there should be a program dedicated to playing full versions of these songs. I'll tell you more as the show goes on. I'd like to start off with music played on an armadillo shell. The instrument is called a charango. It's about the size of a ukulele, it has 10 strings, and in the hands of Gustavo Santaolalla, it's divine. Here's Gaucho from the CD Ronroco. Thank you.
That's Gaucho from Gustavo Santaolalla. He's originally from Argentina. I'm Bob Boylan, and you're listening to our brand new online music program, All Songs Considered.